You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
All right, let's try this again. We're going to go ahead and try to grab a hold of Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber, reestablishing connection with him, and then we will break it down and, again, continue to break down his fight against Tyson Fury a third time. That'll be coming up on July 24th. So, you know, Deontay can, I was told that he can hear, and we're trying to rectify these issues and bring him back. We are going to have a good 15 to 20 minute interview. So for those of you that are around, by all means, stick around. Having a little bit of technical issues, that's what happens, but it's okay. We will go through them. And again, we appreciate your patience and, you know, getting Deontay Wilder's honest assessment as to what took place and how he's feeling. You know, I know that he's working with Malik Scott now. They seem to be just very much in sync with one another. And the one thing I will say about Deontay Wilder is that you better not count him out, because he was the heavyweight champion of the world for 5 years. Let's go ahead. All right, there we go. I see the request. Once again, with Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber, as we reestablish connection here on Instagram Live. There he goes. There's Deontay Wilder. We got him back. Champ, again, we got you back. Before we let you go, though, you were talking about, you know, how things have been and everything else. You want to, you know, I want to get to your new trainer, Malik Scott. You and Malik have been together for a long time. You guys faced each other in the ring. But what has that been like working with Malik?
Man, you sound like a robot, bro.
Oh, I got you. I sound like a robot? You got me now, Deontay?
Yeah, man. All right, there you go. You sound okay. A lot better now.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Crazy. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Deontay, you're working with Malik Scott now as your new trainer. Why the change? I know that Malik, you know, I think he's a knowledge of boxing and an encyclopedia for boxing. But what's that been like? You seem to be in very good spirits.
Yeah, man. Malik is, you know, those that don't know, Malik is, you know, is my true brother. You know, that's my guy. Even before me and Malik fought, like, we was very close. I met Malik years ago back in the Poconos when me and him was getting Adamic ready for his big fight with one of the Klitschko brothers. And from that point on, we gained a bond, a relationship with each other. You know, anyone that knows me know that I'm an energy person. So if I'm with you, it's because we're energy connected. We're in our ties, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it was like with Malik. When I first met him, man, I went to the grocery store. I cooked for him. I cooked for his family. His mother was through. His son, I cooked for his son. I cooked for his family. And that's how it was, because I was, like, connected with him. And throughout both of our career, you know, we kept up with each other. We always talked and different things like that. I always wanted to bring him on because of his genius and his mindset as a fighter. Malik is one of those type of people that, like, you know, although his career was what it was like he's a genius in the mind. He know what to do in his mind. He just didn't have the athletic body set to be able to perform how he got it in his head. You know what I mean? And that what makes it better for me, because he got the genius and the boxing shit in his head, but I'm the athlete. You know what I'm saying? So I can, you know, with instructions and certain teaching, as the athletic body, I'm going to be able to perform what he's thinking and, you know, how he strategizes, because Malik always breaking fights down. He always watching them. You know, I never seen no one like him. You know, they go day in and day out. That's all he do, boxing, day in and day out. He been doing it ever since he was 12 years old, though. And I only started this sport when 21 years old. So, you know, it's a perfect relationship, and I always wanted to bring him onto the team, but always it was that position was always occupied. And I'm a loyal person, you know what I mean? If you with me, I'm with you. I'm with you to the end and to for the notice. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people dismisses themselves out of a situation, and where you leave yourself with no choice but to get rid of those people. And now that things are open, man, it was a no-brainer. Like, after the fight, I brought Malik on right after the fight. We started coming up with strategies and plans. right after the fight. And
so right after the fight, you brought him on as your lead trainer then. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. It wasn't a hard decision, you know, because I always wanted him apart. You know, he always been to all my camps. He was always here in the camps and stuff. He never wanted to step on anyone's toes. You know, as the trainers and stuff, even his thoughts and opinion, he never wanted to step on the guys that was here to get paid for what they supposed to be getting paid for. He didn't want to step on their toes. So now that he's fulfilled that spot, he's in a little different he's in a different position now. And it works out good, man. You know, me and Malik, chemistry is what fighters want to have. Some fighters, you know, don't even have a chemistry with their trainer. Sometimes it takes a lifetime to build a chemistry with your trainer, to be able to have fun with him and for him to even sometimes think what you think about. And, you know, or you be around that person so long, you just automatically know that person. Mm-hmm. That's how me and Malik are. So it's a great team. I got a great team established. And I got one more person I'm adding to the team. I'm not going to reveal it yet.
Is it a name that we're familiar with, or is it a name that we're familiar with.
Yeah, it's a name you're familiar with. Most people will be familiar with, for sure. And we bring him along as well. But that'll be told further along in camp and different things like that. I'm a very private person. I'm that by nature, you know. And
a very small circle, Deontay, because, you know, I'm very familiar with Tay Jones and also Chris as well that's in your camp. You have a very tight-knit circle, even though, you know, you have a loyal following, you also have a very tight-knit circle. I mean, when you move around, you don't have, you know, 25, 30 people around you.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you can't control 25, 30 people, right? You know, you don't know what they're thinking. And most of the time when you have guys with you, you know, they feel obligated. They feel like they can do things and not suffer consequences, you know, from their actions, you know, because they're with you. And that's not the case. You know, all my guys understand and know, man, you know, what you do, we all grown. You must face the music behind your actions of what you do, because I'm not going to be a liable and accountable for your action. You're grown. You know, no matter who my name, who you're with or what's the name to carry the weight. Because we all know that when things pop off, the name that's going to be mentioned is the one that got the higher name in it, that brings the power to it, you know, the celebrity or whatever you want to call it out of the group. And that name and everybody else going to be called others. Deontay Wilders and others, you know what I'm saying? And with my guys, with my circle, I like to keep it small. I like to keep it tight. Although I have other sources on the outside, it's like a circle, then it's another circle around it. You know what I'm saying? And we have so much love within my circle. And then on the outside of the circle, oh, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, Deontay. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
You got me? And then, you know, you had an outside shell of a circle that protects you and love you and loyal to you too. But, you know, with those guys that's tightly in, you know, I just like it. I love it like that. You know what I mean? I don't like too many people around me. You know, I don't like to be around humans like that anyway. You know what I mean? They're so unpredictable. You don't know. You know, you can have guys that been with you for 10, 12 years and envy you, and you don't even know it, you know, and never thought you would be this, never thought you would be that until the phone hit the fan, you know? And, but, you know, life is amazing, and this is what this world is all about, man. It's power in this world. It's power in this planet that we live in, you know, and you just have to sometimes accept certain things and go along with it. Life teaches you a lot of lessons, only for those who learn, because, you know, just because your age don't bring wisdom. Age do not bring wisdom, because you can be an old fool as well. But that's why they say knowledge is power. When you obtain the knowledge, you must apply it to life, and that's how you become wise. So, you know, I've loved all the situations and the different things that I've endured and had to go through. You know, it's only making me wise, because I'm applying it now. I'm applying certain things to my life that make me wise in the future. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to July the 24th to show people what's really good. Because they know in that fight, they know when Chris took my mask off, they knew something was wrong with Deontay Wilder. out of 5 years with 10 title defense, you don't know what's going on, then, you know, hey, may God be with you. But like I said before, many people, especially in boxing, they did this, Ray. They did that, Ray.
Yeah.
Allowed them to do this. They saw no evil. They heard it, so they didn't speak, you know. And then when you ask about the gloves, well, how do you, what you can't not see that. Gloves do not bend. Your wrist can't bend unless you double joint it or something. How the hell it bends 90-degree angle? It don't keep a fold in. It don't keep a fold in space, nor does it have loose space in it. It's impossible. It's impossible for that to happen. On top of all the other things, you know what I'm saying? But God is good.
Out of all that. Deontay, is that why you, one of the reasons why you decided to part company with JD's? Because he was in the locker room watching the hands, you know, get taped and everything else. I mean, was that a point of contention for you?
Why did I do what?
I'm saying why you decided to part company with JD's is what I'm asking you.
Who gave you that information?
No, I'm just saying is that you parted company. You got he's no longer with your team, right?
Who gave you that information?
No, I'm not. I'm just asking.
Oh, you're asking.
No, you Jay is still with your team still.
Oh, yeah. Jay's still here. Jay's still okay. Here. You know, with the situation with the glove. Is,
you know, because I see, you know, you see reports out there. And, like, you know, you don't see Jay in your training video. So that's why I came to the conclusion, oh, Jay's no longer with Deontay. But you're saying he is with you.
Yeah, most definitely. One of the training videos, you can clearly see him in the back. And sometimes you can hear his audio
okay.
in the background as well, too. But Jay is definitely with me. You know, I understand the situation in the back with the gloves and stuff like that. Sometimes you can just be inexperienced, you know what to look for and stuff like that. Now, I had guys on my team that, you know, understood it. Like when I had Russ with me, he's a glove guy. He make gloves. So
yeah,
he know what to look for. See, Jay is inexperienced with the gloves and knowing what to look for and stuff like that. And he mostly on the friendly side. But at this point in time right here, we want it back in blood. Ain't nobody friendly on this squad no more. Y'all, they stole that. You know what I'm saying? And the way the world and a lot of people in boxing did this right here, I'm doing like that to everybody. You know what I mean? That's my mentality. Because I gave you the good side of me. Y'all villainized me. You always want to make it seem like I'm the villain and oh, wow, this is. But that's just only the love. That's only to show the importance. That I am, how special I am in this sport, because I am, you know. When do you ever get a fighter that you have to be perfect for 12 seconds, for 12 rounds? I don't have to be perfect for 2 seconds, literally.
So is that why, as you head into this third fight, you know, Tyson Fury has come out and he said he owns you, he has your soul. It's going to be, you know, a walk in the park for him. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
We'll see if he keep that same energy when that time comes. You know, all this right here is just for me. That's all that is. We know what happened. He know what happened. Come on.
Does that piss you off though, Deontay? He says all that stuff.
No, it don't. No, it don't. It can't. Why would it? Why will it? Why would it? Because whatever happens, come to 24th, then that what happens. You know what I'm saying? I'm very confident in what I'm gonna do. Look, they couldn't even knock me out even under that juju. I was under some juice. They couldn't even knock me out. They couldn't even keep me down. Like I said, it took a disloyal trainer to throw the towel in. And the crazy shit about it all, Ray, when I had Mark, everybody said I should get rid of him. But when I got rid of him, he was the best thing that happened to me. But we already know what that did. I don't have the complexion for the protection. And I love it. I love it because it gives me a more challenge in life, in this world. I got thick skin. I've been raised. I'm from Alabama, baby. I've been had thick skin and all the shit that goes on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very aware and in tune with what goes on, and that brings power to me. I love it. You know what I mean? To get all the criticism and whatever people think, when I look around and I think things over, I see all my good days. I weigh my bad days, and that allow me not to complain, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because I know half of the people in the world have never, ever achieved just a small little bit of what I've done. And that's power for me. I don't get mad about what people say or get frustrated about what he's talking about, because that's just nervous talk to me. We know he don't have no power. We know he can't. He gave me every the best of him in that ring, and I took it all. I knew what was going on with my body. I felt it when the mask came off. I knew something was wrong with me. I knew I was not right. Mm-hmm. The people that was looking in, even the people at the top looking at the screen, knew something was wrong with me. I wasn't doing the same thing. My eyes was, I was looking drained, drowsy. I knew it. I could have went back to my corner and said, yo, I don't feel right. I don't think I should fight. But I accepted. I accepted the challenge. I accepted what was going to happen. I'm like, oh, shit, here you go. That bell ding. Let's go. Let's go. That's the warrior mentality of me. That's the warrior mindset. And I tell everybody, don't worry about my health. Don't worry about my children. Because at the end of the day, if something happened to me, you motherfuckers ain't going to do nothing for my kids. Let's be real. Let's be honest. It's good to be optimistic. It's good to be modest about, hey, let's talk about the kids and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you're not. That's why I handle my business not only in the inside of the ring, but on the outside of the ring as well. My children will be richer than a lot of us, you know, even me. You know what I'm saying? Because I've laid down the foundation. I've put in certain things that allow them to be great. While I'm here and while I'm gone, you know? So I don't want people to worry about nothing that I do. I say I go off on my shield. If I'm going to die, I'd rather die doing something that I love doing. You know what I mean? Point blank, period. And everybody know me. You know you don't throw no towel in on no Deontay Wilder, because the fight ain't over until it's over. I have strength from the first round into the 12th round. I would knock you out from the first round to the 12th round at the last second. That's facts. And that's just me. When you have a fight like that, I'm special. I'm special. When you have a fight like that, it ain't over till it's over. You'll have to kill me. And I do mean that. Every bit of that. And another thing, when it comes to Deontay Wilder, if your stomach can't digest what your eyes about to see, don't come to my fight. Don't watch my fights. Because I mean blood, and I'm out for blood, baby.
So are you telling us, Deontay, that there's going to be some violence on July 24th in Las Vegas?
From the time I stepped foot in Vegas.
Deontay, this is – I feel like you're in a very good place spiritually. You know, you were on a grind defending your title a lot. You know, you had 10 title defenses. Do you feel refreshed from this break?
Oh,
because
man.
I'm watching you do different training tactics and everything else. I feel like your body's refreshed. You have this glimmer in your eyes that I don't know if I saw that leading up to previous fights, because you were, you know, defending your title, you know, at twice a year, things along those lines. Is that fair to say?
That's very fair to say. You know, I've always fought off of injuries. You know, I've never been 100%. Never been 100%. I advise all fighters after every fight to go get an MRI. Go get your body checked and stuff like that, because sometimes you can have things that the MRI doesn't see that covers up. Your body can be flared up in the inside where the MRI cannot read. You may have other tears and things that's up in your arms or whatever, and that was the case of me. You know, although we had the major thing that was going on, but because it was so inflamed in the inside, they couldn't see other problems. You know what I'm saying? I had two tears in my shoulder at one point in time. My shoulder was dislocated at one point in time, but popped back in and stuff. And I have a high tolerance of pain, so I never felt them things and stuff like that. And, you know, just over these 17 months or whatever it's been, man, it just all been like recovery, healing. You know, refocusing of the mind, deep meditation, you know, enjoying the loved ones, just enjoying everything that's going on. Like I said, you know, I have a close circle, and I don't have nothing but positivity around me. I don't have nothing but love around me. So when you have that, how can you focus on the negative that's going around? Let everybody talk about you. They talking about you at the end of the day, good or bad, they talking about you. Even when you don't give them nothing to talk about, they make up things and let you hear it from some other sources. I'm depressed. Man, I'm too blessed to be depressed, bro. Why would I say, you know, nothing about me is depression, nothing ever. You know what I'm saying? So I let people talk. I let people express their opinions or whatever, because they don't, I'm the unknown to them. I'm not the regular. I don't go on social media boasting and bragging about the things that I have. You know what I'm saying? It's certain things that I post, and I do it for a reason. And I'm all about subliminal message. Certain things are, you know, underground gun ranges and race courses and shit. You know, so look, give you a little insight on certain things, but not everything. I'm not that type of person.
You're a private person.
I'm very private, but you still see emotional garbage thrown my way. You still, oh, Wilder, this, Wilder. Go talk about somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Somebody be doing the same shit. Y'all focusing on me, which, yeah, you know, it keep me relevant. It keep me relevant. Look where I am now. You know what I'm saying? So God is good, man. And I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to for this opportunity to give the fans another trilogy, you know, and to make the wrongs right. You know, I was done wrong. This title for this is retaliation. You know what I'm saying? And I can't wait. Like I said, they did this on me, Ray.
Yeah.
They did that. And they knew what the real was. They saw it. But I'm glad they did that shit because it showed me true colors. It showed me true colors. I ain't as nice as I used to be. It's going to be people crying because they're going to say y'all changed him. And I'm going to say they damn did. They damn sure did.
Well,
I'm not the same person.
I could just tell because I've known you for years. You and I have known each other for years.
Exactly.
And you are in such a good place spiritually from what I can tell. But also, there is a focus and a mean streak that I am hearing from you that I've never seen before. And this is going back to when you fought Luis Ortiz, Stavern the second time when things got contentious there. And we all know what happened in that fight with Stavern the second time at Barclays Center. But do you feel meaner and, you know, just more, you know, prone to just go out and dish out punishment compared to any other time in your career because of what's gone on over these past 17 months?
My mind is very violent. Just like Malik said, we built a whole facility to commit a legal homicide. And that's just what it is. My mind is very violent at this moment in time, and I can't wait. When you contemplating and premeditating about harming a man, and when you see that person, what you've been thinking and what you be feeling, it will come out. The only thing about it is at that point in time, I have to wait till I get in the ring to really release because I couldn't do it on the outside. It'll be defeating the purpose. And, you know, the baby's got to eat. But when I do get them in that ring, this is what I love about it. I'm able to release everything I've been feeling, everything I've been thinking, and get paid for doing it. I love boxing. This, you know, I love this sport. You know, their best chance was they. I think their better chance was earlier in the years, in the Julys and the Octobers and the stuff like that. You know, if they wanted to come and try to get me, but they allowed me to like heal up 1,000%. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about every little bit of thing that was wrong with me. I got it done. You know what I'm saying? I got it taken care of. Like I said, I got a whole center for rehabbing. And I got A1 doctors. I got a whole great team, you know what I'm saying? And it's been amazing. I've been getting a proper sleep as well, you know, and it's been good. It's been good. At this point in time, I'm very, very, very dangerous. And they're going to see it. He got a lot. See, at this point in time, you know, one of the most dangerous people to be around, Ray,
yeah,
it's the ones that don't have nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying? Be around.
You're coming in free. You're coming in totally free and relaxed.
Come on, man. Come on. Now he got to keep up. Now, one thing, he got to do the same shit he did the second time. You know what I'm saying? He got to do that same shit. Now we know he's going to be under a microscope. He knows it as well. They know, man. They know. He got a rap sheet of cheating. He got a rap sheet of using, abusing drugs. But you talk about a guy like me that ain't got no rap sheet or nothing, just pure power, pure work ethic. But I'm lying? And you got a guy that's known for cheating and he's telling the truth? But we're going to do this right here, though. We gonna do that right there.
His father, but Deontay. I don't know if you saw an interview. I mean, I know you don't pay attention to social media, but his father had, there was an interview out about a week ago where his father said, I advise Tyson to drop the WBC title, to go through with that mega fight against Anthony Joshua and not fight Deontay Wilder. What is your response to what his father, John Fury, said?
I mean, he just clear ducking. Basically, he's trying to get his son to duck because he know his son's gonna be on the mic. But he did that same shit the second time. He was like, "Oh, you know, you're gonna kill my son and all that," until they figure out a way that they can cheat. Mm-hmm. Then he started betting people. He even started betting David Haye, everything he had. How all of a sudden a man gets so much of a confident in a short period of time? For 1 minute, he went to the point of death, and then to the point he can bet his last dollar. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of weird. Now that they're going to be under the microscope, it's going to be different, a lot different. Now he wants his son to do some you know, clear ducking stuff. Oh, just throw the belt in the trash. He's going to go with Joshua because they know how dangerous I am. He know that I'm healed all the way up. He know what my mindset is different. He know now I'm finna bring out shit that I ain't have to bring out. Of course, when you get into a habit of knocking these humans' head off all the time, of course you get, you know what you can do. I know where to hit you. I know what I could do. You know what I'm saying? They knew it too, so they had to have something to slow me down. They had to find something that would slow me down. See, they thought they was gonna take me out in the second and third round, but that voodoo judo, that gypsy gumbo soup didn't work. So they had to use my training. Man, let me stop, bro. Let me stop. I don't want to get into all that shit, so, man.
As we get set for July 24th, how much are you counting down the days? Because you love to unload. You love to produce fireworks inside that ring. How much do you miss it? How much do you miss taking that ring walk and walking to the ring and being the main event of a big prize fight? Because what you guys do at this level is what 0.001% of the population can do in the world. How much do you miss it?
Oh, man. You ever been super horny and you couldn't wait to get that piece of ass?
I'll let you defer to you on that one, but I see where you're going with it.
Because that's everybody, you know what I'm talking about. That's how I'm feeling. I'm like, damn, I'm horny. I can't wait. Man, it's going to be amazing, though. You know, this time just got me to just, you know, find, you know, I'm always in a happy place. You know what I'm saying? I'm always happy. My mind is always happy. But like I said, because of the people, the positivity that I have structured and around my life, you know, anything that negative that come in, it would be flooded out immediately. It would be dismissed. You know, that's just how I have structured my life. You know, I don't have no negativity around me. You know what I'm saying? I'm very optimistic, and I think the people that's in my life for them, and I love each and every last one of them. And when we say we love you, we mean that. We mean it. You know what I'm saying? We love you. And I miss my fans. I got some loyal fans. I got some fans that's going to ride till the wheels fall off, and I need you, baby, because it's going to be crazy come this time around.
You know how much longer do you want to keep fighting, Deontay? You know, you're 35, and heavyweights go later in their career. Yeah. So when people are saying, oh, well, he's 35 and this might be his last chance, my whole thinking is like, wait a minute, you're just 35 years of age. We right. saw guys that were in their late 30s, early 40s, still competing at a very high level. Do you have in your mind how long you want to continue your career, or is it just a year-by-year thing, a fight-by-fight thing? How long does the Bronze Bomber want to go? Because this is me talking. I think we're getting ready to enter the second part of your career. That's what I'm
saying. Second part of my career. Exactly, Ray. This is the second part of my career, and I'm super excited about it because now I'm coming in a different approach now. I showed y'all the good part of me. I got that shit out the way. I got that out of the way. I hope they enjoyed it, you know, because this is another half right here. This is what you created. This is what you wanted. So you shall get it. You seek it, you shall receive it. And, I, you know, to answer your question, though, it's just It's you know, sometimes us fighters think we know when it's gonna be in, and I think it's always a fight by fight basis, or maybe year by year or whenever the body. I think when I don't know, I done had things. I said 6 more years and stuff, but they done fired me up. I'm rejuvenated right now. My body is fresh. I wake up. Oh man, I feel like a young man every day I wake up now. You know what I'm saying? So I like to see what happens. I can't give you
A
a correct answer.
timetable.
I can't do it right now. We have to see as time goes on because I got something I want to do into boxing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
There
you.
you
Yeah.
go. I got something I want to do. I got something I want to do in boxing, and I don't think I don't have the words to appropriately say what I want to say. So I'll leave it as that.
So,
But
assuming you go ahead and you gain your revenge on July 24th. Is then the focus Anthony Joshua?
you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. I'm like, you go ahead and you do what you do to Tyson Fury, what you have in your mind, and that's violence. Is the next fight that a matchup potentially against Anthony Joshua, or is all the focus here on Fury?
I mean, my focus is definitely on Fury, but I mean, after the fight, I'm very confident in what I'm finna do. I'm strongly confident in what I'm about to do. They gave me the all. They can't even get me. They couldn't get me out of there when I was under conditions and stuff like that. How the hell you gonna beat a full, healthy Deontay Wilder? You know what I'm saying? But once I get finished with Fury, because like I said, I want that back in blood, right in that ring. Once I do that, then of course y'all already know what I want, man. But as I'm hearing, they already making up excuses. You
In
know
a
we gonna
perfect
hear,
world, D.
you know we gonna hear about mandatories and all that other bullshit, man. But I want them to keep that same energy. They tried to make the Fury fight. So I mean, shit. He said it ain't about the man. It's about the person that with the belt, right?
Yeah.
All right, then we gonna hold their word to that. That's all I'm
In
gonna
a
say about
perfect
that.
world, how does this fight, in your mind, taking us to July 24th in Las Vegas on pay-per-view, how does the fight play out between you and Tyson Fury?
Well, what makes me so exciting as a fighter and what people come to see, they come to see knockouts and they know that out of any heavyweight, if they want to get a for sure knockout, come to a Deontay Wilder fight. That's what I'm all about, baby. At the end of the day, that fight gonna end in a knockout. And that's what I'm looking forward to. But some man, let me stop, man.
Hey,
Before I even
Deontay,
said the
last
wrong
thing before I got one more thing. What do you want to tell everybody as we are just under 2 months away? I can't wait to get to Vegas. I can't wait for another big event. You, Tyson Fury, I'm already hyped up. But
Oh
what can
man.
fans expect on July 24th and when they come to Las Vegas for Fight Week?
They can expect to see a mindset of a killer in the ring. Like I said, don't come to my fight if your stomach can't digest what your eyes is about to see. 'Cause it's about to get crazy. Represent Deontay Wilder, baby. Wait.
Hey, Deontay, thank you so much. I know we're a couple weeks away, but I want to wish you I know you're a proud family man. Happy early Father's Day to you. I'll see you in Las Vegas. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much, champ, and we look forward to your matchup against Tyson Fury.
Blessing Ray. Always good to see you, brother. Like,
Take care, my
I'll see
man.
you soon.
Yes,
Peace.
sir.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.